please.
Bennett?
Here.
Burt?
Kepler?
Here.
Peters?
Here.
Rafferty?
Here.
Stoltenberg?
Here.
Wendland?
Here. Okay, so we had minutes from the last meeting. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move we approve the minutes as submitted.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from the last meeting. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. So welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission for February the 19th, 2014. We are a recommending body appointed by the City Council to hear matters relative to plan and zone, site plans, use, things of that nature. And if you have a comment relative to a case, would you please, and I see there are a number of people in the audience tonight, it's like church, you're all sitting a couple rows back. So at the podium to your left and my right is where I would have you raise your comments, state your name and interest in the case. And with that, Greg, we will proceed.
Mr. Chairman, the first case tonight involves a rezoning and a land use change for this parcel right here, which is off of 53rd Avenue. Further over here, you have Devil's Glen Road, and this is North Ridge Circle, the means of gaining access. The area is a variety of different land uses. You have medium density residential, traditional residential, and office research campus. This area over here has been changed to traditional residential, subsequently rezoned to an R3 status, which we now acknowledge. Traditional residential is also incorporating R3, and that's what the petitioner is requesting here for land use change and then also an R3 rezoning request. This is the lot as it was platted about 10 years ago. Highland's third edition lot 43, it had been anticipated that this lot was going to be used for potential office area. Nothing's happened. It's a lot that commercial hasn't really, there have been some inquiries, but nothing really concrete in that regard. What the petitioner would like to do is place six units or three structures on six different lots off of a private drive, which our ordinance regarding private drives and streets permits there to be a private drive. It would be 31 feet in width, and then it would also have to be paved to the specifications that we've essentially laid out within our subdivision ordinance. And the petitioner is asking for two things tonight. One is a land use change from office research or office transitional for this parcel, as well as that going to traditional residential, and then also rezoning from C5 office transitional to R3 single and two family residence district. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions from the commission?
Greg, I just do have one. What is your considered impact on the adjoining property? I think it looks to the west that's already R3 or something similar to R3, looking at the aerial photograph. What about adjacent property?
Really, it would conform with that. These properties here are grandfathered in under our C5 ordinance, and because this property is going to be subdivided again, it's not grandfathered in. The parcel itself, as it stands alone, is okay. But once the subdividing would take place to incorporate similar uses as these here, you trip the ordinance requirement that this becomes something other. And since we've already got R3 over here, it's not much of a leap to see that it would play out there.
I agree. Thank you.
Greg, are these going to be similar size to the current houses or townhomes on Charles Court then?
I would say they probably are. You can talk to the developer. He's here tonight. If he has any input he'd like to make on that.
Okay. Any other questions in the commission? Do we have anyone in the audience with comments with regard to this case? Okay. Yes, sir.
Good evening.
My name's John Sullivan. I live on 4133 Charles Court, which is basically Lot 40, right in the middle of the development. But I just wanted to just make a statement that I and Debbie are in favor of this change. I think this is the best we could possibly hope for that area. We absolutely did not want to see any kind of a commercial development off our deck. So based on the information that I have so far, and I know there's some tight areas in there, but I'm pretty happy with the way that it's laid out, and I'm in favor of it 100%. So thank you.
Great. Thank you for your comments. Anyone else in the audience in regard to this case? Seeing none, I would solicit a motion from the commission, please.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move we approve case number 14-013, switch from office transitional to traditional residential.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 14-013, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, if you would like a motion for the rezoning, I'll be happy to move that we approve case number 14-009, subject to staff recommendations.
Okay.
A second.
All right. We have a motion and a second to approve case 14-009, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. That motion carries as well. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, the next case is one involving this parcel right here, and it's a rezoning as part of this development right here, which we'll also be seeing tonight as a preliminary plat. This parcel is a remnant parcel, and as a result, it no longer meets the conformity standards for a size parcel in an A1 district, which is 5 acres. So as a result, we requested that the developer work with the landowner and have this rezoned to A2. We've got many different zoning classes, again, R3, R4, C5, R2, and then plenty of A2 in this area right here. Petitioner at present does not have sanitary and water connections, so that's why the A2 status was selected, just like we see here, to help bring that property in under a zoning class and still have it remain conforming. Parcel in question is this one here, the Hart's parcel, and that's the one that will be rezoned to an A2 status. Staff in reviewing the petition recommends approval. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions on the part of the commission on this?
I have, a procedural question. The applicant is Windmiller, but the parcel is Hart's. Can you clarify that?
If the petitioner has granted his permission, Mr. Windmiller can represent the individual in the transaction.
Okay. So it's for the better good of the whole project. All right. Understood. Thank you.
Good question. So do you see evidence of that then? Have you seen a document that stipulates
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Yep, everybody's nodding. Okay, we'll take that. Anyone in the audience have any questions or comments with regard to this case? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 14016, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 14-016, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
The next item up for consideration is essentially this area right here, which is preliminary plat for Orchard Park. And it's undergoing a rezoning right now from A1 to R2. The petitioner has submitted this preliminary plat. Entryway can be made off of Devil's Glen Road, and then you have Cattail right here, Lane. And then there's another street here as well that provides circulation throughout the 44 parcel area. We also have detention basin right here and one right here. And there's a means of conducting that water vis-a-vis an easement from this basin here over to our stormwater system. Staff, in reviewing this, would ask or recommend approval, that is, with the conditions that are listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions on the part of the commission?
Well, Mr. Chairman, Greg, if you could, who owns actually Outlot A?
Who owns Outlot A? That will be the developer.
He'll be responsible for maintenance.
It's yes.
There. Greg, can you show me again the how the water is moving from Outlot A and where it's going and where it enters the system?
It enters right here.
Okay. And then
from here, and then it goes this direction. There's an easement here, and there's piping to take it here, and then it goes across the street and connects with the manhole right here.
Okay. So it's skirting that property. It's not...
The easement does go through the Hart's property, I believe, but it doesn't go through the center of it. It
right.
takes a route that is less intrusive.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else in the commission? Anyone in the audience with regard to this case? Any comments or questions? Seeing none, last call for the council. Jake?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 14-003, subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 14-003, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
The next two cases essentially involve the same business and pretty much the same location. The first one is a parking lot off of State Street on 31st Street, and essentially we're going to be seeing the addition of more parking space to this site. Right now you come down 31st and there's a means of entry right here. You have Foster Family Music right here. You have two structures here, I should say two houses. Those are going to be removed. You're going to be seeing an addition of more parking, and this is essentially the subdivision lot right there. And these structures here will be removed, these three structures. This is the demolition plan showing also that there will be some area here of parking that will be taken out to add this addition of a net 17 parking spaces in this area. We also have some additional landscaping being provided on this particular site. And as the addition, this is in conjunction with the additional building space coming into play on the next site plan that we'll see. Staff in reviewing this proposal would recommend approval with the conditions listed in the report.
Any comments from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I just have one quick question.
Can?
The only traffic that's going to move in and out of this lot is employees' vehicles for parking. It's not
correct.
For commercial vehicles?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Greg, your note 5 on the recommendations, no more accessory or principal structures may be built. Is that?
That's for the other plan, but it's just to make a clarification that we do have an area that is permitted in an I-2 district for coverage. And that requirement now, that threshold has been met, so that any additional space, not flat work like this, but any additional space regarding a building structure will require approval from the Board of Adjustment to add on any additional structures, including accessory structures.
Any other questions from the commission? Seeing none, anyone in the audience with regard to this case? Seeing none, I'd come back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move we approve case 14-014, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 14-014, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. That motion passes.
The next proposal before the commission is this building site, and essentially the area that we're looking at is an additional area and then a removal of an existing structure. And this is 33rd Street. There's an access through here. There's already an existing access coming off of State. In the future, this will be the access. We have right now is the existing structures right here, 31st Street, the building here in green to be added, the building here in purple to be removed, and then 33rd Street, and then the maintaining of this structure right here. When we're to come down 33rd Street, they'd find the entry to the back here with this structure to be removed and this one maintained. The demo plan shows that the building here will be removed and that this paving will be redone. And then you'll still maintain this access here, and you're going to add additional paving and a structure to be built out here. What we've done as staff in suggesting that this plan work better is to make sure that this is an entry-only way of getting in, because it's a steep drop. You've got plenty of traffic coming off here. We don't want somebody backing up anything in here, causing a problem with congestion in that area. So trucks will come in this way, back in, and then we'll have the means of exit going back out on 33rd Street. The building itself here is 21,000 square feet that's being added, so that does take it up to that 50% threshold of footprint build-out. Proposed structure will look like this in terms of it will come out farther than the existing structure, as you can see down here. This is the existing building right here, the additions, and then that in orange is what's going to be added. Staff, in looking at this proposal, recommends approval. I would ask, are there any questions?
Just a point of clarification, I guess, Greg, on what you just described, the dedicated one-way in, how will you preclude trucks from coming in on 33rd and backing in that way then?
The maneuverability is very difficult, and I think that the business owner has already, with the current design, has pretty much dictated, you know, what happens right now, and that typically is that the vehicles come in this direction for maneuverability's sake, go in here and then back in. But I'm certain that for their sake, they can enforce that rule simply because it's the design that's going to work for them. Typically, we would like to see the design work for them, but we really don't have a control over that interior area. I think it'll take care of itself.
Okay. Anyone else in the commission questions?
Yeah, Greg, I have a question. You're talking about the new, I guess it's a new curb cut onto State Street there. It's a 24-foot wide plus two flare-outs on either side, and you want it to be entrance only. Is that not wide enough that you could have it as an entrance and an exit?
Well, what we're trying to do is look at the maneuverability inside the site and then also how close this intersection is to this, and we want to try to avoid any awkward traffic movements because they're so close together. And that way we can just make sure that there's only one way coming in. We can eliminate some of those conflicts by just having it be an entry only.
No, I agree with that. And my question really is directed at the, should that not be more Instead of having the flare out on the, what would that be, the east side?
The engineer would be able to answer that question if it could be designed for entrance only.
Yeah, either angle it so it, you know, makes it exit more difficult, make it narrow or something.
Hi, Chris Townsend with Townsend Engineering. You know, that's a great question that we've thought about actually after receiving those comments. And really, it would be easy to do that if it was a right turn in only. Then you can get some geometry worked out so that would work out so you really couldn't get out as easy. Mm-hmm. But in this case, you know, they really will be able to turn in from both directions, so that will be a little difficult. I think it's really more like Greg said, right now, especially truck traffic, it would, you know, geometry-wise, really wouldn't even work out for them they'd have to do a huge turn to just get out that direction. So almost in every case, they'll end up going out to the light so that they can get out of there, especially with the grade, you know, that drops, I think, 10% or whatever it is coming in. So I don't think after they train everybody, which I think they already pretty much are the way it should work, we don't really see any problems.
Yeah, I'm more interested in what happens on State Street with trucks, you know, trying to make that left-hand turn off of State Street onto into this right next to or very close to the other light that's there.
Right, and maybe one of the owners is here. Maybe he could explain really the number of trucks that come in and the timing. I don't actually know that. Okay. But Blake Collins is here.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, currently that's the main entrance for the trucks as they use it today. We see roughly 5 to 6 semis a day. So most of that traffic is from about 9 to noon-ish. So it's not really, you know, any type of rush hour traffic. And the volume is rather low. So it's not a continual carousel of you know, semis sitting there waiting to get in and out. So like I said, that's how it other than just shifting it further east towards 33rd Street, that's the way it's currently being used. So
all right, thank you.
Anyone else on the commission? Anyone in the audience in addition? Seeing none, come back to the commission. Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 14015, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to approve case 14015, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Which would take us, I believe, up to the commission update, Bill.
Subsequent to your last meeting, you remember you recommended approval to the City Council for the Villas at Glen Gevlin second edition rezoning from R3 to PR3. Due to a no decision at the Zoning Board of Adjustment this month, they have decided to push that off for council consideration. It is going to go back next month. What they're looking for was a variance to side yard setbacks so they could have 5-foot side yard on either side of those units as opposed to the 5 and 10. Windmiller rezoning, 5800 block of Devil's Glen Road, had the first reading approved last night at the council, A1 to R2. If you remember the Rad Pandit project at 3715 and 3719 State Street, from I-1 to I-2 to allow for a convenient Martin food court, had the first reading approved at council last night. Haley Heights addition phase 2, requested by Middle Road Developers, preliminary plat was approved. And Wyndham West addition, preliminary plat, requested by Advance Homes, was approved also. Subsequent to the last meeting, we have had some interviews with consultants for the comprehensive plan. Chairman Wendland had opted for a warmer climate.
I'm sorry.
For a short period of time and had asked Commissioner Rafferty to sit in at the interviews for him. I think we had...
Which I enjoyed. Thank you.
No problem.
We had 4 very good interviews with 4 very good firms. Confluence out of the Iowa City and Des Moines offices, Vireo out of Omaha and Kansas City, Scheif Hattery had teamed up with Halcia Levine out of Chicago, and then RDG out of Des Moines. And it was a tough decision for the selection committee, but at the end of end of some deliberation, I guess we figured that RDG hit on all the points we needed to have addressed, and we have selected them as the consultant. Paul and Christine were both in on that process, if you want to say anything.
Great. I think they were all very, very well done, very educational. I found out what Euclidean zoning is all about. And but no, that was a very worthwhile, and I think I'm looking forward to the process and the results. It was very good. I thank you for inviting me.
Well, just so you know that RDG is coming down Friday to meet with Christine and I and hopefully tune up the finer points of the contract so we can get something approved by council and finally move on with this long overdue project. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Well, sounds like a great start to 2014. So with that, I think no other matters before the commission. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.